irrigation. We're kind of creating a little berm on either side of the blue line.
This might be the dirtiest classroom these students have ever seen. I mean that literally. Class is being held on a small patch of dirt, sandwiched between busy Park Avenue and the Art Building on the University of Arizona campus. About a half a dozen students are pulling on gloves and grabbing shovels. Then they set to work. Digging a series of trenches and piling up dirt to create a berm. Several students man the shovels. Another steers a wheelbarrow.
But it's probably best if we clear the dirt out first so we can see how deep we have to go.
Not all of the work is like this. The students actually spend about two-thirds of their time in a real classroom, learning about the design of water harvesting systems from books and instructors. The other part of the class is a hands-on experience in actually building a rainwater harvesting system. And right alongside the students, getting just as dirty as they are, is their instructor. At this moment, Hazel Cox is wielding a pickaxe against a stubborn shelf of hardened soil and rock. She's an adjunct lecturer in the U of A's Department of Soil, Water, and Environmental Science, and she also teaches water harvesting. She puts the axe down and explains what will eventually happen to this small patch of campus.
Well, the basins are being put in next to two downspouts from the building. The basins are going to help retain and slow down the water that is coming off the roof. Currently, when it rains, the water just shoots right through a landscaped area, eroding the soil and just straight out into Park. And if you've ever driven through the intersection of Park and 2nd Street in the monsoons, you'll know how flooded that gets. So we're hoping that these basins will help prevent some of that flooding.
Cox says her class first looks at the ideas and theories behind water harvesting. Then students design a system of diversion channels and catch basins. The final step, says Cox, is for students to get hands-on experience building a rainwater capture system.
It's about a third shovel work to two-thirds book work, if you will. The class is a 3-credit-hour class, so usually those meet for 3 hours a week. This one only meets for 2 hours a week, so that third hour it adds up to 15 hours over the semester that the students have to do in hands-on work.
Cox admits that some of her students had never picked up a shovel before taking her class, but she says most have taken to it as well as they do books and lectures. In fact, some students are finding they enjoy spending a little time getting dirty in the service of academics.
I've had an excellent group of students this year. They've all been really enthusiastic about getting work done, and they've liked all aspects of the class. One of the great things about it being so diverse is that it meets several styles of learning. So if people learn better from books, then they do really well in that part. And if they learn better by actually building things, then they can do really well in that part.
This particular rainwater diversion system was designed by students who took Cox's class in 2009. In fact, she got interested in rainwater harvesting because of a class she took as a student.
I had just moved to Arizona, and I come from a gardening background. And when I moved to Arizona, I couldn't understand how can you garden here, because it just seems so dry and so barren. But water harvesting gives you an opportunity to use the rainwater that falls to create lush environments. You don't have to use any additional irrigation water if you do it right. It became a passion of mine after taking the class. And I started doing volunteer work with Watershed Management Group and helping friends in their backyard to put in water harvesting. And it became the thing I did for fun while I was in grad school.
Hazel Cox says she hopes her students will develop an interest in rainwater harvesting beyond the classroom, even if they're just taking our course as an elective. That's why Chris Panic is here.
It's pretty amazing, you know? We're out here getting dirty and having a good time with it. So people think we're nuts out here in the heat, but, you know, we're having fun.
What's he getting out of the class?
Aside from college credit, you know, it's a learning experience. You know, I can take what I've learned here and apply it to my own house or future business endeavors, things like that. So,
why'd you take this class? Is this just something you're passionate about?
Actually, it's a technical elective for my major, so yeah. I had to have it, so.
But it seems to be something you're into.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, getting out here and getting dirty is a lot better than sitting in the classroom all day.
Seems like there are worse classes to have to take.
Yeah, there are definitely worse classes to take.
The students put down their shovels and gather around a leveling instrument.
All right, so hopefully it's like 4'8" or something like that?
It's like 4'8¾".
As with any earthworks project, it's necessary to survey the site to make sure it's being engineered properly. Although Hazel Cox says the ultimate test as to whether the rainwater diversion system works will only come with the first rain. If it works as planned, the system will divert rainwater from a drain spout on the side of the building into a series of trenches and eventually to trees and plants. Cox says the system will divert up to 80,000 gallons of water each year, water that would have just flowed into the streets and eventually the sewers and rivers. For now, the digging continues. Later, students will line the basins with rocks to prevent erosion. Then U of A facilities workers will add more trees and plants. When it's over, a small patch of land on the west end of campus could become a successful example of rainwater harvesting, however small. And it could lead to more such systems at the U of A. Already, the university is installing rainwater capture systems at many of its new buildings. Hazel Cox.
Water harvesting at the U of A is just the start of just showing people how it's a model, it's a learning laboratory of how people can use water harvesting in their own lives. And it really is as easy as picking up a shovel to install water harvesting. You have to get a little bit of knowledge behind that shovel, but once you do, it's free essentially to harvest water.
And for the students in Hazel Cox's class, they graduate in about a week. Some may never hold a shovel again after taking our class, and some, like Chris Panic, may cultivate an abiding interest in rainwater harvesting. But for one semester at the U of A, in both the classroom and in the dirt, they got to learn more about how to capture rain in the desert. I'm Mark Dugan for Arizona Spotlight.